to come so late, it's not the fault of the driver, is it? He started out late. We learned the Mishnah, we started learning the Mishnah, Mem on the base. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third set, that sometimes you say Ha-Berkhi right, and sometimes you say Mo-Chi Vat-Menaris, and Bo-Chi Ha-Vat-Menaris, and Bo-Chi Vat-Menaris. And Bo-Chi Vat-Menaris, you know, this wasn't in the Mishnah, very strange, only in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't quote a Breister, okay? And then the Mishnah says, and whatever other miscellaneous food you happen to have, they're going to be shahak on either door. What happens if you have a food, which is a little spoiled, you have, let's say, fashimot bread, or fashimot wine, ala fashibsho, ayan shikrim, spoiled, anything that's spoiled. So then the Gemara says the bracha is not down to shahak on either door. And Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, no bracha at all. Kol shehu min klal, ein l'rof mal at all. So the Mishnah gave an example of a spoiled fruit, which if it were not spoiled, the bracha would have been both ways. A spoiled fruit is novlos. What is novlos? So the Gemara started off, it sounded like it's a machlekes hamarayim. What the Pirush Hamid was, what the translation of novlos. And that pshat was, the peiros that were knocked down by the wind. So the Gemara says, it's such spoiled favorites that the Tanakhama holds that the bracha goes down to Shachamu the Dwarf, because you don't see a bracha at all, what's wrong? A lot of fruits fall down there. It's only gets bruised a little bit. So the bracha is knocked down, and no bracha at all, doesn't make any sense. The Mar says, no, and our Mishnah can't be that there's an achleik. There must be, and our Mishnah means Bushle Kamra. Bushle Kamra means if the favorites were not knocked down at all because of the wind, the favorites were sitting on the tree too long,
yeah,
and they got burned by the sun, right? They get overripe and burned by the sun, and that's why it's like if Hashem is bread and spoiled the wine. So that's why the Tanakham says the bracha is not done at the shach. And you know, no, there's the min klal, there's no bracha recited at all. But they had a tradition, there was at some machlekes hamaron about the word noflos. So the Gemara says no, they didn't have a machlekes on the word noflos. And this Mishnah, the word novelos appears in a different Mishnah, in Demai, in Teragalatish Hashem. Not there, the word appears novelos tamra, a different phrase, novelos tamra, novelos tamra. So the Mishnah, the gist of the Mishnah was, there is an institution of Amharis, Zman Habayis, Zman towards the end of the period in Baal Sheni, there were Balabatim and Eretz Yisrael, who were in fact medaktik and mitzvah. But basically, they were still religious people, they were good leaders. The Gemara says in many different places, Rabban Ha'aretz were Maslim, most of them, the overwhelming majority of them were Medaktik and Mitzvah. But because there was a meal to them, they were not Medaktik and Mitzvah, so that's why one of the Tanoim towards the end of the period of the Baal Shem made a Gzeira that an Am Ha'aretz is not all of these people who look a little bit, they don't look like they're from Medaktik. I mean, Gemara has different opinions. How do you determine that he doesn't look like he's from Medaktik? What does that mean? So one time it says he doesn't let film all day long. But ain't nobody wears formal day long. The other time it says doesn't give his children a yeshiva education. Doesn't send his children to cheder. It doesn't say Krishna, but not an everyday. Different timeline have different opinions. How do you determine whether he's an Am Haaretz? So the Mishnah says that the Am Haaretz, there is a miyut, there was a minority of them, who are not so medaktik and haproshes maizis. True, the Gemara says in the end of the story that they were all medaktik from, because they knew that if you're not matish shuma and you eat the tevel, so there's an onus mitzvah to day shemaim, and that they don't want to get mitzvah to day shemaim, they just straight, and I can eat straight to tevel. But they didn't realize, they understood that shuma, when you're matish shuma, koresh and shuma has disha, and if a zari shuma is mitzvah to day shemaim, so they understood, they put two and two together, that if you're not matish shuma from the tevel, so there's an onus mitzvah to day shemaim, not eating the tevel. It's like Rashi writes in the first Perek in Nidah, that the nature of the Yisra of Tevel is because Shulma Tzicha Tevel. The reason why the Torah prohibits us from eating Tevel is because it's considered as if the Shulma is floating around. Shulma Tzicha Tevel, that's the Rosh Hashanah Gemara. The Shulma is floating around. So if anybody eats Shulma, you have Yisra Vedei Shemayim, so maybe if you eat the Tevel, there's also going to be Yisra Vedei Shemayim because you didn't take out the Shulma yet. But that's only about Medra Gemara. Tevel doesn't like that, Rashi. Tevel says this, but a Kohen is permitted to eat Shulma. So how come a Kohen is not permitted to eat Tevel? The Chatzuyuchter, so that's the Taisus Tainus against Rashi. Even though the Gemara does have such a loss in Shulma Tzicha Bey, the Taisus Tainus, but that's not the nature of the Yisra Tevel. The Yisra Tevel has nothing to do with the fact that it's because it's Shulma Tzicha Bey. But that's what the Amihara is telling the Halki Birash. The Amihara talks like that, that the reason why you're not allowed to eat table is because Shulot Tzikotei Ba'at Ma'isa Yishayim, which is on the moment of the Levi'im. It's not, there's no prohibition if a non-lady is going to eat the Ma'isa Yishayim. Even if you leave the table from which the Ma'isa Yishayim was not yet removed, there won't be any Avera. It just says, Gez Ma'shevet. I'm a who to support the other people, let them support me. How would be a mean that they support me, so why should I support them? Well, why should we support the Medina? Because the Medina are supposed to sit and learn. The Rambam writes Shevet Levi, the Rambam writes anyone who sits and learns in a cradle is a Shevet Levi. He's an honorary member of Shevet Levi. So the Amihorites are not interested in supporting the cradle. They don't want to support the Shevet Levi. So the Mishnah describes like that, that the Amihorites that sells me food, produce that goes in Eretz Yisrael. And he tells me that he was Mafish Truma, you can believe him. If he says he was not Mafish Truma, how about you believe him? But if he says he was Mafish Truma, then you can believe him. That's another reason. But if he's going to tell me he was Mafish, Maisha Shemi, that we don't believe him already. Why? Because it was a mute. It was a mute of Amihorek who were not Megatik. But because the whole thing was only a Chuma, because Rabbi Amihorek is not in him, so that's why the Mishnahites have so many coolers with respect to Mike. So he says in the end of Yivamus has the same as Kasha. One of the last talking in Yavam is towards the end of Perakulisha, Shalom of Perakulisha, Dastra, Taisus has a kasha, the Meir Chayish for the Mutter, the Meir always holds you have to be Chayish for the Mutter, you should, whenever possible, you shouldn't go, but the Rari, you should always be Chayish for the Mutter. But why does that Meir go along the form of the Kulis of Tamar? He should hold Mikir Adin, Chayish for the Mutter. Rav Amorat Machin, the Mutter ain't Machin, it would be muted, the muted, it's 9 out of 10, and the Gemara says, Rameh is masking, muted, loy chayish Rameh. That's the first half he gives you, that day from the day. But it wouldn't appear that this is muted, the muted, the Gemara says, Rav and Rav mask, and the muted, ain't a miyakasa. It's a mute, not a mute, how much, or a mute, how much, and he's 10% or above. Not a mute, how much, it's even a mute, but that's a mute, the muted, yeah, 5%, whatever. So why does the Gemara say that the whole requirement for Afrasha is maishus and demai? We're the latest Hakonis HaTanayim, and it's only a Chumrah, and there are a lot of coolers, and that's why you don't see a Dochum in your Mafresh and Demai, and so on. Why shouldn't you say, according to Rameh, that it's really Mikra Adin, because Hashim and Yusra, you have a way to resolve the issue, be Mafresh again, the Maiser Isha with the Maiser Shem. The Tesis says, Beis HaLevi makes the fuss. It's a little Tesis like this, if you learn it wrong, you will forget it, but Beis HaLevi has a whole fuss about this Tesis. The Tesis says, when is Rameh hold? Hashim and Yuta, if you don't know whether the man is a Pharisee or not, if you don't allow him to do Yibum, wait a couple of years to see that he may turn out to be a Pharisee, in which case he's not allowed to do Yibum. You don't know if the Almona, if the Yavona is an Islander, so wait a few years, don't allow the customer with the Ketana to have Yibum. Wait a few years and see if she's an Islander or not. You shecht it at the Haman, you don't know whether the animal has traces or not. Just sit and check. Send an hour and check all of the traces. We're only ready for the traces on the ray, because that's a Mir Kamotsu. Mir Kamotsu, the Ramban says that everybody holds you up to your face. But the Mir says not so much, the, only Rameh holds it. Rameh will talk to Shrek, don't check the Haman and just check the law. Send an hour or two and check all of the traces. So when is Rameh hold Kashimim Yud? You always have to try to check to see maybe the robe is wrong. That kind of a rise. A rise, a physiological rise. That the man is not a story, that the woman is not an eyewitness, that the man is not a traitor, some kind of rise like that. But if the rise is that you're dealing with honest religious people, the man, the Amor gives me food and he says, it's genitus. I was not a shit myself. And the news, what's the news? That he's a liar. That he has no chesed kashrus, that he's not religious and he's trying to pull the wool over my eyes. The Tzaddik says, that's kosher to kshev. The Tzaddik says, even the mayor who holds in general chashim and yuta, but here you're not allowed to do chashim and yuta. Oh, chashim and yuta is only a chumra midi rabban. The mayor sheet is rov, it's a machlekes and a shoyim. Rov Hashem holds the mayor sheet of chashim and yuta is only midi rabban. The principle that it's based on is the principle that I see. The mayor has been where a mayor sheet that sometimes turns out the kuba, sometimes the kuba, sometimes the chumra. But this application of Rameh Yishita, Rameh holds the mute command the Yisrael Dhanim, but this application of Hashim and Yuta, the Rav Rishon holds that some of the Rabban. So they tell me the Rabban again, tell me you should be Chayish from Yuta, then maybe you guys are a liar. Maybe he's a faker and a liar and he's giving you trace of food and he's heard on this meeting and he's teaching us that you're not allowed to be Chayish and Yuta, you're not allowed. They say maybe he has other applications to it.
No, we weren't Mafish at all. That's what we do. We're the tzaddikim. We're mafish the mice and the teacher. They didn't even be mafish it.
Good. There's
nothing to do on that. There's several. It's still several. So the Yom HaHor thought that several that also got him as long as you haven't yet taken out the tshuma. Because the reason for the prohibition of tshuma is because tshuma p'sicha bay. And you're not allowed to eat tshuma. You're not allowed to eat the tshuma, tshuma mixed in. And my solution, once you mafish it, there's mufa to eat it, just an itzik vela. So if you're not mafish it, so you're eating them. You mean it's maisa, mina maisa, okay. Not exactly, because the Gemara says even if you didn't take maisa rani, that says the third year, the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, you didn't take Maisa Ani, the first and the second year you give Maisa Shemitah, so that's Kodesh that you have to bring to Yerushalayim. So if you didn't take out Kodesh, we understand that's like you're not permitted to eat Maisa Shemitah to Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to eat the Tevel, I told them Maisa Shemitah, that's the Mishnah we can all understand. But what about if it's the third year, the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, and after removing the Shemitah, the Maisa Yerushalayim, all you have to take is Maisa Ani. And you didn't take the Maisa Ani, so what if you would have taken the Maisa Ani? You give it to the Yamin. If you don't give it, you're stealing. That's all. So what would be the din over there? If you're not Makish Maisarani, is there a need to tevel or not? Is money wrong with them to perish? Yes. There is a need to tevel. There's only 2 days in Texas there where there's a need to the Shemaim on such tevel. The Rambam says no. I think it's the Rambam and the Raisa. The Rambam says no, need to the Shemaim. The Raisa says yes. And Texas says no. There's no days. The Rambam and the Raisa. Texas can see both parts of the world. 2 days in Texas. If it's only... Right, so other Nishayim, they write it in one way, and Tyson is told that the silk, Tevel is Tevel. Tevel always has Nishayim. It doesn't matter whether it's Tevel that you haven't taken anything, or Tevel that you've taken everything except for the Maisa Rami. But that is more esoteric, that there is a Nishayim Tevel. If the Gemara just doesn't say explicitly that it is Nishayim Tevel, that the Gemara left up to the imagination of the Bali Atosis and the Nishayim. That's enough right. Right. Tevel are tevel and tshuma. So the maisa and the maisa is namish the same thing as tshuma. But you have maisa rishon from which you have not taken out. The lady didn't take out the maisa and the maisa, which has established namish like tshuma. So that's why tevel are tevel and tshuma. It's namish the same. Tevel are tevel and tshuma. So there are a lot of clueless in demar. We assume hafrashas maiz clearly on the rabbanim. You're not even a din with the rabbanim. It's a chumra with the rabbanim. It's only a chumra with the rabbanim. That's why you have a lot of kubis. So now the Mishnah has a different thing. Hakal and Shebet Mai. Hakal and Shebet Mai, Rashi explains, because these are not such valuable fruits or vegetables over here. They're not so valuable, so the Yom HaHor is not going to cheat over here. It doesn't say that he should not give away the Maisa Rishon with the Maisa Sheni with the Maisa Rami. He's not going to be Marbiach so much. It's only peanuts over here. So that's why the Mishnah lists off. The Zana Mishnah, these were the fruits are the vegetables that were not so valuable that we can rest assured that the Amorites is not going to cheat. So if he says the Ezgemaisis, Kemenim Gleidens are the Ezgemaisis. And that's what the Chazarish writes, that in every generation this is going to change. If you live in a different generation, the other fruits of vegetables that are not so significant, so then the din is going to change. So the Mishnah listed off various fruits of vegetables, and among them was Novlos Tamlos. So on that word, Novlos Tamlos, Novlos, either means withered or it means to fall down. Novel means to wither or it means to fall down. So there was a machloek is what does Novelos Tamro mean? So the Gemara, Novelos Tamro is a machloek is Rabbi Eloi Rab Zeru. Four lines from the bottom. Chadom a bush lekar v'chadom a tamid is zika. One says that it means the fruit that fell down from the tree, and one says that it means the fruit that got burned down the tree. Whatever, it's not so important. What it means is that there's they're not so valuable to begin with. It's cheap stuff, not so valuable. But the Amorite is not going to cheat. Sure. Now the Amorite has Akasha. So we're already finished with our Mishnah with faith. Now the Amorite just shifts the whole topic, and now they're concentrating on that Mishnah in tomorrow. The Mishnah says that the Amorite is Baglait, that he says that he was Mafrish, Maisris, on these fruits because it doesn't say to him to cheat. It doesn't say to him to cheat on this. Right? The Gemara is Ishmael Nolaman, but if the Amor says that he was not Mafish, he doesn't bless him, and then you do have to be Mafish. That's understood. These are all things that are taboo, and you have to be Mafish, and if he says he wasn't Mafish, he's not allowed to eat it.
And if you say, you want to offer yourself, then halacha says you can believe. So Craig the Gemara, Bishleim Laman Yom Abush Mekamer, if it's referring to the taters that got burned on the tree, the overripe, that the sun was baking them, and they got a little spoiled. But then you understand that it's chayiv in shumas ha'maisis, but it's not so valuable, so therefore the amhoris will not shee. I'm just going to have kalash of the mice, taking a little book, and I'll go on chayiv. If he tells me that he was not makrish, it's terrible. If he tells me that he was makrish, then he believes me. Ever, the ma'adu on the time, it's a piece of it. If you're going to interpret, if you're going to translate them, initially you're referring to the tares that fell down, so what's the din? Let's say I'm walking on the highway, and there's a field, I'm traveling on the highway, and there's a field, and there are trees, right near the highway, and the wind blows tares off from the tree onto the highway, and the cars are going to go on it. The donkeys and the horses are going to, the camels, whatever they're going to walk, they're going to go with it. So is it prohibited for me to take some of those tares? I know whose tares they are. They came from every field. You can see the tares lies from the wind, knocks them off onto the tree. So the Gemara says in Rav Mitzvah that it's not clearly maskable. It's all above. It's certainly maskable tares. It's not for the tares that fall on the highway, because you know the people and the behaviors and the cars, they're going to go over them, they're going to ruin it. So the Gemara says, Takashi, if that's the Dirish Hamilus and the Mishnah there in Demai, Tami the Zikr, that the wind blows it and it falls on the highway, so it's the Hefker. So why does it say the Mishnah that if Amoret tells me it was not Matrish, it's a Bagloit, and it's Tevel? And if Amoret tells me it was Matrish, it's a Bagloit, and it's not Tevel, what do you mean? Even if he tells me he was not Matrish, the thing is that whatever is Hefker, that's a Pasha Mishnah with an Isaac. We learn that from a Pasha, the Mishnah says that whatever is Hefker is Pasha from Shunas and Isaac. You have to make it Hefker, depends when. It has to be Hefker. There are two Shav Chagosas. There's the Shav Chagosas, let's say, by Tvua, that grows in the ground. So the Shav Chagosas of Havuashlish, or by Teres, before Havuashlish, if the Tvua doesn't grow one-third of its full development, that's also a Shaila. It's also on Havuashlish, so you're showing one-third of the time that's going to stick in the ground, one-third of the full size. So it's towards the end, the last few weeks, it grows much more. So if only one-third of the time is going to sit in the ground, it's not going to be one-third of its full ripeness. That's how Machlekes in the Shank. That's how Machlekes in the Shank. So that's Havuashlish by Tzvua. And by Teretim, and the Gemara says that you have to have Chanotah. So if you make the, let's say, by Tzvua that grows from the ground, the Mishnah is called the two Shav Chavosah. There's one Shav Chavosah of Havuashlish, and when it changes, from before Havuashlish, it's called Eitz B'Alma. And Eitz is not called a tree, so there's no Chiyav Havuashlish from the Tzvua. After Havuashlish, then it's called a tree. And the same thing, it's not a tree, it's not a fruit, it's Tzvua. The same thing on the Peres Rila, before Hanot, after Hanot. And then there's another Shas Chavatza when you do the Miruah, when you've already gathered it all together. So these are the two Shas Chavatza with respect to other demons, let's say, if it belongs to a bird. If it belongs to a boy, you thought to the two Shas Chavatzas that count are, did it belong to, if you're Gishkin and Machal Hakira, so that depends either on the Shas Chavatzas of Havuashlish, or if you hold Miruach Hakim Fakir, that's the Shas Chavatzas of Miruach. With respect to Hefker, the Gemara Babakana learns that there's an extra part that says that it is Hefker any time in between these two Shas Chavatzas. If you make it Hefker before Havuashlish, then you take a back from the Hefker, and the whole time from Havuashlish till Miruach, it was not Hefker, so then it will not be positive. Make it Hefker before Havuashlish, or after Miruach doesn't pass. It has to be Hefker sometime in between. And the same thing by all of the Teres. Havuashlish is by Tzvua, and by Teres Lila, and by Kitnius, and by every fruit, vegetable, zebal, or whatever it is. There's a different shear, whatever, but you have the two shots of Russia, so the Hefker any time in between will pass. So that's what it is over here. The Teres become ripe on the tree. Then they roll down on the highway, and there never was any Miruach yet. And then when it rolls on the highway, the behemoths are going to walk on it, the cars are going to roll over, the trucks are going to roll over it. So then it's up to a muscular hole. So then it turns out that it was, it's understood that it became Hefker, and between the two shots of water. So that's the Gemara Kash, Ever, the Mandi Amatam of Ezekiel. But according to the one who went shot in that Mishnah, in Demai, that is referring to Paris that fell down because of the wind blowing. So why does it say, Why is the implication in the Mishnah? That if the Amharit tells me that he was Makrish, it's about what? But if he tells me that he was not Makrish, then it's Tevel. So you know, why? Vador, Chayiv. If he tells me that he was not Makrish, then it is Tevel. It's Chayiv Makrish, it's not right. That's Kevin, you know. I bet it became Hefker between the two Shas Chayvot, and it's Tata from Chumas and Maishris. And to the Gemara, Hachabemaya Sinan, what is the Mishnah talking about? You're right. Nina Torah, whenever you have Peiris that will have scare even for a moment. The Gemara has a case in Bava Kamma. The Gemara has a famous case in Bava Kamma around that part. I don't know. The Gemara has a man has a field, and he's a wise guy who wants to pop himself in Shimon's mind that he's not good at field for 5 minutes. In between Havrash Lish, the Miruach, he says he declares the field in Tefkin, and then he goes 5 minutes later and he's there from an accident. He runs, he has to make sure no one else is there. He doesn't want to go down and lose his field. So what does he do? Does the Rejus walk? And other people talk to some children from Isis. Because he might just say, he might force a break, he's going to stop a pasta. I'm off your camera, the Ishkin Mavreke, Ubitzorai. And he wakes up in the morning, and then he's there back to an accident. So he says, huh? That's not wrong. That's not right. You're not allowed to do it, but it works. Get away with it. If you make the Chometz Esker,
do what?
If you make the Chometz Esker, people pay stuff. And then on Pesach,
it
didn't belong to them, they'd have to pay stuff. Right. That's what we all do. That's what we're right. Yeah, same thing.
That's the same thing. Maybe we'll have a Hefty Kavar and a Kavar.
Yeah, same thing.
But you could always wonder what
that means. Jesus says that that's what Bittul means. Jesus claims that when I heard the Bittul beyond the Sagi, Jesus translates Bittul means Hefker. That Nusach, as we say, the heavy Hefker, Kapagawa, that Nusach is in accordance with Jesus' sheet. The Gemara says that Min HaTera, that's good. And the Rabbanan, they said you shouldn't rely on that. But the Rishayim and Shulchanot, because the Rishayim say why, he may not do it the late Shalom. If he tells it's right, it's a long story. But Esker, he really plans to take it back later on, so we're afraid he may not do it the late Shalom. Not Pashkin. A lot about hearing him say like that. This is a big machlekes. It doesn't make sense. Pashkin is the way you're saying, but he's selling to the goy. What do you mean he's mafkir that? He's mafkir, how does he go and sell it to the girl? He's neither mafkir it, nor... Tesis says that people mean that you're not... Okay. No, but some folks can say that the reason why we rely on the high Ramam, he was from it, is because when I say it, there's no problem anyway. So the whole issue that we're dealing with is only an issue of body Ramam. The Rabbanon, not to rely on the Bittu. So, with respect to an issue of the Rabbanon, you can do high Ramam. You're allowed to remind the Haram on the Chiyuv Chametz. The question is, many times we have this argument that the Chemet has the wrong Alichas on that. What do you mean? When he makes the Bittul, he's referring even to the Chametz that he already sold, that he's meant to sell, that he already sold, but he's right, doesn't make sense. That Chametz is not the Bittul. He's only coming in the back of the Chametz that he didn't sell to the good. That should be the Pashto should be like that. A lot of folks refer like that. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. If you're talking about terrorists that fell on the highway because the wind blew it over, so the Gemara says, in Bava Metziach, Kuim Afkelahu, then Tepkis, the Yipata, from Shumas, and Isis, so the Gemara says, now, I'm very right. You mean, Tamar Dizig is that thing, the wind blew it into his field. I don't know. That's a good question. Why did the Gemara assume Tamar Dizig means that the wind blew it on the highway? The Gemara says in Bava Metziach, but if you're going on the highway and the wind blew tears on the highway and they're going to be trampled, so then I'll screw him up too. But if the wind, it depends which way the wind is blowing. If the wind is blowing it in, back into his field, further, deeper into his field, so why should it be masculine?
Otherwise, it would look small. It wouldn't want to get
from. No, but they're not bruised. That was the more tiny before. It doesn't make sense that it should be shakal or no drop at all just because it's a little bruise. But over here, the Gemara assumes that it's a cheap thing because it's bruised a cheap thing. I mean, it has to be very bruised up. It has to be smashed up by the trailer. Yeah. He's not going to take it for himself. Why should he be? So why should he have to take it for himself?
What it is, you
know,
it's
not right
up the
block. Okay, I didn't see what it was.
I was thinking,
Okay, it means that it's understood that it's a cheaper quality savory, and he is not good. Okay. The best thing Mark Kasha says is Afkur Matkaluhu, so the dinner that is part of him from the Samaitis, so the Gemara says on the level of the right here, right? From the Rabbanon, sometimes they introduce the Chiyu. Afrosh is Chumas Samaitis, even on something which is after. When is that? Achmas Kilan Shah, so on, go then. If I take a lot of tares that are hefker any time in between the two shots I go, I take a lot of those tares and I pile up a whole heap of them and I store it in my barn or in my silo, and it looks like the tares belong to me, I'm the balabot. At the time that I make the big goren, it's not noticeable that it was hefker and it really had a food. It doesn't have a label on it that the unemployed is hefker. Now it belongs to me. So think it looks like Barnum Oyes of Mishash Shalom. It looks like Balakot making a Meruach and his stuff. Then the Rabbanon, Mishum Arisai, who's tied in Jumas Maizu Zezok Tazan. The Gemara says, we know over the effects of Eka Shri Kanteya. So, Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, Om Rabbi Yezim, Mishum Rabbi Eli Yezim, Ben Yankiv. But Yitzchak heard from Rabbi Yechim, who heard in the name of Rabbi Yezim, Ben Yankiv, Mishum. He didn't hear from Rabbi Yezim, Ben Yankiv. It was probably a few generations in between. That's what Rashi writes in a few places. Whenever it says, Amma Pliny means that he heard from him directly. Amma Bitzot, Amma Yedon. And Yeshua means that he didn't hear directly. He heard in the name of the Tanner who lived generations earlier. What did he say? And like it, Rashi Kalapayot, and only collects what he's entitled to collect. He's not obligated to give any Shumas or Maizes, nothing. He's suffered from Shumas or Maizes. But if he took so much that he piles it up, Shalom Goren, if you make the burden and hook through the maizes, chai and shumas and maizes, it's a rabbana. The shumar is dying. So just like,
huh?
No, so just like, not chai and maizes. No, just like the chachonim made a chumar with the rabbana, and by like a chikunteya, which when I tell you, I thought that was shumas and maizes. But if you made a big gorion out of it, then there's a maritime yichayt, so too the same thing applies. Yeah. If you have parents that are bought from Shumas Maiz because they were hefker, and then you took them and you made a big goren, it's going to be the same din derabon. It's going to be the same maritime. But that's what it says over here, there's going to be such a din with the rabon, even though it was hefker, even though it's parents that people are afkuri maskulu, and if the Amora says that he was not Shumas Maiz, then you have a right to believe him because it doesn't pay for him to cheat. He's not going to get so rich on it. How did the Gemara know to make a tushta between the two, that like a shikram peya, a patas and shumas and maizah, that if he made a goren, out of it, he made a big pile, a big stack of it, and then there's a maritime to do rabbana, so who has an ani over here? By hefker, we assume that the member of the tana, of the ani, will apply here too. The Rashi and Baba Kama writes like that, it's also hefker. What's the reason why like a shikram peya is patas and shumas and maizah? Why is it patas? The Rashi says, because it's hefker. He says, all the Anim, any Anim has the right to take it, something to the Tefker.
Well, it's exactly the same. Everybody can take it, and it's available, and there's no value to it, so what do we get away from it?
It's not valueless, no. It's Tefker for the Anim. Ashir, but not something to take. If you have real Hefker, anybody can take. If you have like a sheep from Paris, that's only Hefker for Anim, and it's not Hefker for Ashir.
For everybody.
Yeah. So that's how Rashi writes in Bava Kama. Rashi has such a famous time about the Kamadav Chavchet. He says, he makes an equation. The Leket Shikhan Tei is part of the Hafrash, it's Shumas and Maizah. When he only takes it, it's part of the Natera. Why? Because it's Hefker. That's the Yisrael Adin of Hefker. And Tei is there, is Masig and Rashi says it disagrees with Rashi. Says, what kind of business that is Hefker? It's not true. There is a Mishnah in Tei where there's a Machlekes HaTanam between Beis Shammai and Beis Tivu. The Gemara in Bavli Tei says, Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Tivu. Somebody has a lot of money, and he wants to give it away to the poor. He doesn't have in mind any specific poor man, but he makes a declaration, he wants to be mafkir only for the poor people, and not for Ashir. So the Shammai say, Hefkalanim, Havi Hefkir. Good. So Hefkalanim, any army can take it, and the wealthy man is not allowed to take it. But still say, no, that is not Hefkir, Hefkalanim, Vil Ashir, and Kishliyim. What's the whole mafkir of the institution of Hefkir? Who says that such a thing exists? When the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, so the whole world was Hefker. So it's such a grant that everyone can take it. But once I was offering something, once the karka belongs to me, once the money belongs to me, so who says that I can declare that it should be ownerless? That's one that's on the pasuk. Here's the pasuk. But it says in the Pasuk, regarding Shmita, the Hashriya, the parents that work in Shmita, the Shmitanu and the Tashta. So the Yisham, it says this in Mava Kana, says to the Yisham, why does it have a case of Hashem to Shmitanu or the Tashta? The Yachla, the Yoni, and the parents are Hefke, and the parents are Hefke. Say, what's on the parents are Hefke? Well, what does it have to say to the parents are Hefke? But these Yeshlok, the Tisha, Kherishi, Kazu, have a Yoni, and the Hefke. But the Pasuk says, Hashriya, the parents that work in Yisham, the Shmita, the Shmitanu. And then as a parenthetic comment, it says, parenthetically, Unatashto. Not only is not Hashmita, the parents have care any time you want. If you ever want to be mafkir, any property that you have, cars and metalsaline, money, cash, commodities, whatever you want, you can be mafkir that too. So since the mafkir, the whole institution of hefkir, is derived from this pasuk, that they say, well, learn the hekish. And they have two things in the same pasuk, one next to the other, so we assume there's some kind of an equation, that there's a similarity. So just like Perishirin, the hefkir, I mean, but Ashirin, whoever wants has a right to take, the Ochle Adyani Amecha. The Bahamas can eat, the Goyim can eat it, the Jews can eat it, the wealthy people, the poor people, whoever wants can eat it. So too, when you want to be mafkir something, the hefker, the moment you doubt it, or the moment you consider hefker, if you mafkir to everybody, because very mafkir to doctors and not to lawyers. The lawyers are not to doctors, to the rich and not to the poor, and the poor not to the rich. So they still say, no good. Not exactly no strings attached. So the Kedega has a true back, it's not exactly, you can't make strings attached. You can make things attached a little bit, some, yeah. Yeah, you can, but it's this now, it has to be everybody. Rebbe Kenega is not sure, so that can bring this up in the morning, the door, the strings he named, some strings, yeah. But this string though, you have to be masked to the entire post. The left place is Kashi against Rashi and the Kamada Kovkar. How can Rashi say that the reason why Lekesh can pay his profit from Shumas and Maizis is before the day, because anybody has any money has a right to take it, but in Russia doesn't have the right to take it. How can you call that Hefker? The Sula hold that if you made it only Hefker Mani and Lava Shirin, it's not a valid Hefker. So it must be that it's a different din. What's the different din? The place learns that from a Pasuk. It says in the Chumash that you have to give Shuma or Maizis Rishon to the Kohen and to the Levi, because they never got any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Although the lady comes and the son comes, gela chelik in Achlimah. So the only time the Torah requires that everybody has to give away chumas and maizes to others, the time only they have to be mafish and give away, is only when things grew in their property and the kohen and the lady will never know for chelik boris. If you have a kohen who's a multimillionaire, because he invested well, and now he brought up the 95% of Eretz Yisrael, so he still has the right, he can still give him Shumas Maizis. But theoretically, in principle, Kahanam Elevim learned not to Chelik Gord. So your coin can take all his Sidyam, their money, and buy up the whole Adnat Eretz Yisrael, and buy up the whole Kark Eretz Yisrael. But still, since they're not to Chelik Gord, the Torah says, Orvah Alevi Kien Lachelik V'Nachlima. Nachlima means that he got a Be'usha, he didn't get a Be'usha. Even if his great-great-grandfather was a Chacham, he brought it up, but still, he didn't get a Be'usha. Nachman means the real say Achuzah. It's not going to be a story. It's going to be a thing. The Chalukah for it, the Karim of the Deen, never goes. That's when you get and you give your own time. The Gemara says, "Lo Lashin the time in the Torah." That's when we give our own time. Here the Torah says the time. It says that the reason why you have to give. No, that's fake. No, the Gemara guesses because Atamasiya is obvious. The Gemara Atamasiya Shem Rabbi Shem is dead. That the Gemara gives that time. The Pasuk doesn't say, but the Gemara says whenever the Chumash gives the time, then we say Lashin the time in the Torah. So here it says, "Vav Lei the key Ein Lo Chelav Nachlima." So the phrase says on that Pasuk, "Yos Hazeh Sheish Lo Chelav Nachlima." Okay, the seal was after any kind of lady could have come to grant it also. But since he could have taken it if he wanted to, just as someone else came and grabbed it before him. But then this subject that was Hefker is not carving from this mind. That's the place of kindness against Rush. That's the place of kindness against Rush.
Can't you say that there is a difference between somebody that is taking action to make something Hefker and something that by definition is Hefker? That's what I think you said about it.
Yeah, that's what the Rabbi Chana Weishman and others don't want to say like that. The place of Kasha against Rashi was, how can Rashi say that Lekachik Hempeya is not Hefker? Can't be, it's against the rules. Hefker Anil Rav Ashirim is not considered Hefker. So that's what they say, that Rashi perhaps holds Hefker Anil Rav Ashirim is not Hefker if you're not Hefker. If you're the Torah says that it's Hefker Anil Rav Ashirim, that's how they want to say. Others want to say that that's not what Rashi meant, another of Soloveitchik, I learned all the time that he didn't think that Rashi meant it in the first place. He thought that Tosfos is probably misunderstood Rashi. That Rashi just meant to say that the only time Yechayiv in Shulmas HaMaisis is if the parents grew in a field that was owned by a Bailin who was a Barachi of Chiyuvi Mitzvah. If the stud is Hefker, so then it doesn't belong to anybody. So the Balasada, there is no Balasada. So the Balasada is not Chayiv in Mitzvah HaTorah. He's talking Balasada. Or the Nami, if it's Lekha Shikopeya, so who's the Bailin of Lekha Shikopeya? Not a Jew. It belongs to Shevet Aviyim. The truth, Taka, is correct. Perhaps it's correct that Tosfos was Masik and Rashi. But Lekha Shikopeya is not that it's Hefker Aniyim. It can't be Hefker Aniyim. Because Hefker Aniyim got Hashem and Mishkin Hefker, even more than that. That's not what it means. It's Taka not Hefker Aniyim. It belongs to Shevet Aniyim. Like Truma, before the farmer gives his own particular time, it belongs to Shevet Kuruna. And the Maitre Ishi, before the Baba Bosch, the farmer has a Tosfos, how not to pick out whichever lady he chooses to give it to. But then who did the Maitre Ishi belong to before he picks out, before he exiles Tosfos? And it belongs to Shevet Aviv. So the Tashmas taps in. Some, there is a Yishami that the Achranim discussed. The Yitzchak and others discussed. The Yishami says that there is no such thing as Shevet Aviv. That's the question whether the two stars are correct. Usually we assume that the Truma, before he gives any particular coin, belongs to the Shevet Kuhuna. We accept such an institution, such a corporation, a concept, and like the Rishon belongs to the Shevet Mizuya, and then we sometimes think about Maita Ani, or like it belongs to the Shevet Aniyim, until a particular lady takes it. That's the question, is there such an institution in the Shevet Aniyim or not? Yeah. Right.
No, not the Shevet Aniyim,
it's
an Aniyim,
he was representing this particular Aniyim in his city, yeah?
Yeah,
what do you want to bring up from that? That story of his, yes,
yeah,
it's
true.
Specific, no, it's kind of me. But that Mishnah in the end of Masechet Maaseh Sheni was that it was coming the Pesach of the 4th year, the Pesach of the 7th year, the Shas Habir. Shas Habir, you have to give everything away to the people already. Not just enough if the Shevet Aniyim has it, you have to give it away to particular Aniyim. But the Pashup Shat in that Mishnah is not like that. Pashup Shat is he gave to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the giver of the Aniyim in his community. It wasn't for the Aniyim and it was against his own. He had particular, had 100 Aniyim. Most Kitan just had 100 particular Aniyim, 500 particular Aniyim. And he was there and the Maitre Rani for those particular Aniyim. Otherwise, Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't be able to get a beer. He had to get a beer by just being lavish and giving it to Shevet Aniyim. He had to give it to particular Aniyim. Is the Tosfos Amar Maitre Rani? He's a Gemara Nedarim. So sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you do have this Tukim. Gemara Nedarim talks about it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I don't think that changes it. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that maybe Rashi never really meant to say that the Lekha Shikopeya is really Hefker. Maybe meant to say that just like Hefker is Tosfos and Shulmas HaMaisis, because the Teres are not owned by a Gavre who is a Bar Chiyuve in Afrash of Shulmas HaMaisis. Who are the Nami? Lekha Shikopeya, the Teres are not Hefker, but they're owned, they're in the ownership in the Bailos of Shevet Aniyim. Shevet Aniyim is not a Shutzis of all of the Aniyim in the world who happen all to be Jewish, no. Shevet Aniyim is a corporation, a Halashem Bible, which is not Jewish. The corporation is not Jewish. But then it's not Jewish in that question. It's not a human being. So you can't talk about Jewish or Hebrew. So maybe that's what Rashi meant to say. Anyway, that's just right. So the simple reading of the Gemara over here perhaps would be that Lekha Shikopeya Shaton Gorn Hukru Lamaita because it's Hefker and Hukru Lamaita is Chayim of the Rabban. So this is also Hefker and Chayim of the Rabban, but you don't have to say like that. You can say that it's a two-still. It's just like if she can pay a father for a different reason. No problem, like again, I have enough name of the association, I have enough name of the father from Shumas Maitis Minatar. But if also Goren, then you have another abundance. So what do you know? If it's after, it's father for a different reason than Minatar. But if also man Goren, then it's a father with the abundance. It doesn't have to be an exact equation. To do that, it's a hashwa. Yeah. Rashi gives you the Pashup Shat. The last Rashi and the Omen, Mem and Bey, gives you the Pashup Shat. Aslan Gorin, the Rabbanon, Manuchas, Yisoba, the Maritain, whoever will see that he has a ton of Teres, a ton of Teres.
Maritime Mother Hunt, you saw the Shakur's Kashkol, which I think that it is. But in Kinei, a Sechen Zon, a Rashi and Baba Kamad, and all the Achaim have a lot of difficulty with, is a Rashi and Baba Kamad that Sadiq Dalit. Rashi has to quote this memory of the Blazin and Yankis, the Gamre out of context, and Gamre to the different Shabbat. What the hell like this? The din is that the farmer is supposed to be Mapish Meyer, but it's still standing. When everything is still standing, and what if he harvested it? Does he still have an obligation?
Yes.
Does he know on that yet? And what if not only did he harvest it, what if he invites the right to buy the single thing? What if he already did the Meruach? But then it says, once you did Meruach, then first he has to be mafish from the mountain, and then the farmer, he has to be mafish from the mountain, then he has to give over the payer. Not only do you have to give payer the common, you have to give payer the mamor, and you have to pay even after Meruach. But if you're giving the payer after Meruach, then first ma'aser, the Meitzen was. The Rashi there, and that's the Gemara, but the comment says, why is Ma'aser the Meitzen was? Because Kozman, you didn't give the payah yet. The payah doesn't happen by itself. The Shikha happens by itself. The Leket becomes Leket by itself. The Shikha becomes Shikha by itself. You won't participate making the Shikha. The payah declares that this is Leket, making Shikha. Paris, all of those, some of the Matna Sanin become automatically. The payah, the Balasada, has to be compared to payah, like an Indian of Hatzloya. Like Hatzloya's Tumor, like the Zorin, you're more in the first Perikin Ibarim talks about Yada is with respect to Hafrashis Tayyip, the minion of Hafrashis. So the Gemara says that El Tashib that told man that the farmer is not Mafrash Tayyip, all of the good belongs to him. He's supposed to be Kurdish and Tayyip, and then when he makes it into Tayyip, then it belongs, then he doesn't even have the right to take. Told man he didn't make it into Tayyip, it doesn't happen by itself. So the Gemara says, what happens if he already made the Miruach, and he still didn't want the Mafrash Tayyip? First, he made the Miruach, it's all his. It has to be mafish to Mr. Maitre, Sawa, Kola, and everything, and then if he's mafish, then it has to be Kurdish and Tayyip. The Rashi says, why is that so? So he quotes this memory. Aleket, Ashitka, Vapeya, Shaston, Goren, Huk, Rul, the Maitre. The Rashi quotes the memory, and he translates it, if you made it a Goren, if you made a Meruach before you made it into Tayyip, then you have to be mafish to Mr. Maitre, Mr. Maitre. What does it have to do with this memory? He's saying it didn't do that upon him, Mishum Marisai. He's not saying it didn't do that. It doesn't fit into this Gemara. The Gemara, the end of the state of the fairies, it doesn't fit in. He can't say that that's going to be. Just tell it to Rashi. Why did Rashi and Bala Kama quote this memory? And this, that's what this memory is talking. This memory is clearly talking about a Marisai to give them the Rabbah. That's not fair to Rashi. It's a Kirek is the key to Kirash. Let's report. He should have written the Tarchin. I'm Bala Kama to say, God, the fairies Rashi and Mirasai. And he said, the Torah in God, Hashem, no Rema, it's the famous very Rashi, the Achreinu Ma'an Nidach, and the end of the Kama, that the Om Mappers it. It's up to him. They don't know what to do with the Rashi. It just says, it doesn't fit into the Gemara. Not over here, not in Seiko. The two places that the member of our Blazin and Yankov appears, it certainly doesn't sound like it's in there. Yes. Yes, not Shaya said it should apply to Shikha. It can't apply to Lekhid and Shikha. That's one of the many kashas that say, yes, it can't apply. Lekhid and Shikha happens by itself. I can say that you did a new work before you made the Lekhid and Shikha. But they are, you are the Balabas, the next day. That's one of the many kashas that they are turning in.
Did he take the Lekhid
and Shikha?
Then
he doesn't have to give that? No, because there's all three together. Lekhid and Shikha, everything is all the same thing. That's the one that was telling us in the righteous. The Baal HaSod that first made Meruah, before he was called Hashem Teyah, because Teyah depends on his declaration. If he never declared Teyah, then nothing became Teyah. It doesn't become Teyah automatically. If he made Meruah before he Mafish Teyah, the first he made Meruah, everything is he has to be Mafish Timit Mahdi Baal HaKol. And if he's Mafish Timit Mahdi, then he has to be Kurdish and Teyah to fulfill that mystery. How can that be what this member, our son God hoped for that, and if it's in there, right? That is a fit in by the left and shit, that's one of the many caches that they use. The favorite that it's only Marisai. Then they might just conclude with a cache, and they have a cache. They don't have any territory. You know, the Lashon HaMishnah Bayasi is no flow. The Lashon HaMishnah, and Bayasi, the Gemara said, they know the way that that is. It must be talking about the favorites that got boiled and ruined, they got burnt. Because the sun was raining down on them. Dried out. It can't be referring to the tares that fell down on the ground and got a little bruised.
Well, the legend is talking about the modern resentment as a nature of silver to be dry out and still be edible.
Okay, but if it's too dry, then...
But they're not as good as it, they're not too dry, anything, but they're right to sustain yourself to live again.
Okay. The rest of the more wants to know how come in our Mishnah, it says Noglos. In the Mishnah over there, it says Noglos Kamor.
And his mother says, Dishlay, Malamandi Yomna, if you all like that opinion, then in our mission we're talking about the parents that got dried out. They got too dried out on the tree. In the Mishnah, in the Mai, we're talking about the parents that were blown away by the wind. That's why a different expression is used. It was called Mogla, it's called Mogla Tam. Hey, Malamandi Yomna, the Gemara says, but if you all that, don't they have a Dishlay Tamra? Both in our Mishnah and in the Mishnah in the Mai, talking about the exact same day, the same tomorrow, that they got dried out by the sun, so you see, let it say the same Russian, either eating Mogla Tamra or eating Mogla Tamra. Well, why does it change the Russian and the Mishnah? Doesn't that itself imply that it's talking about two different kinds of Mogla? The Gemara has a kasha. It doesn't say Tiyukta, it's just a kasha, it's not so overwhelming. When it says Tiyukta, that's what most of the Mishnah hold. When it says Tiyukta, meaning that it's all the correct one. So kasha, the most of the Mishnah hold that kasha is not the same as Tiyukta. Other Mishnah hold that it is the same. No, in our Mishnah we know. So the whole Machlokes only is on the Mishnah there in Gemara. In our Mishnah there, the Gemara says there never was a Machlokes. Right, that's the Shaiva. When it says Kasha, does it mean that it's a good Kasha but it's a Teres? Or no, Kasha is intended to use it. So the one of the Achred, what it says is called Kasha to Yusha. One of the Spanish Achredes. Whenever the Gemara has Kasha, so he tells you what the Teres is. In the Varsha edition of the Shad, it's the Vilna edition, they don't have, but in the Varsha edition has something that don't appear here. So they put the section of the Kasha Tanisha that belongs to every sister and put it in the back. So they give you all of the Tarutim, like over here, and go up and talk to them out with them in the past, they'll tell you what the Tarut is. How to find the Kasha. No, no. Kasha doesn't bother me so much to enjoy the first day. Okay. Okay, so that is the first half of our mission. Fine. The second half of the mission, that's the same as part of this Mishnah, Nen on a day. The Mishnah has Ha'ilafon of Ninim Harbei. A person is interested in eating several fruits, several macholim, and the different things of Fana. So there's a machloikes hakanoim, what the din is. Rav Yudah's opinion is Yeshni Neimin Shiva, if one of them is one of the Shivas Aminim. Shimut Aminim is the Pasuk in Chumash, in Zoran Perakhet, with it. Eretz Yisrael is praised that it has these seven special Teres Agra, Eretz Chit and Sarah, together between the Aminim, and Eretz Eishem and Bosh. Any one of the Shimut Aminim is more Pashiv than the others. Whatever has a Shaitan for Eretz Yisrael is more Pashiv. Anor HaGodol, the Hatzot, as Rashi writes in Chumash, what's so big about the Anor HaGodol, the Hatzot, the Euphrates is not so there. Remember they had pictures of Saddam Hussein swimming in the Euphrates River? It wasn't such a big river. It was full of Naragol and Hathor. It was actually close to the Medish. Whatever has a shaykhus with Eretz Yisrael has Hashivus. It's called Naragol, not because it's so big in size, because it's so big in Hashivus. But the Euphrates is the border of Eretz Yisrael. Yes, it's supposed to be. It's the Baruch Shem Kamis. It's supposed to be the border of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbein. That's where we're going to be, up until Naragol and Hathor. So Yudah says that Teva that has, that the Mishivu is more chashiv, you take a drop on that. Chachamim Omrim, they disagree. Mevarach Aleiv Mem Sheyutzeh. If he has one is more chashiv, not that optional, you can do whatever you want. Aleiv Mem Sheyutzeh is more on the same as the same for the chavir. He enjoys potatoes. The olives, let's say, not potatoes. If any more olives, he doesn't enjoy. Potatoes he enjoys. He likes potato chips, he likes french fries, he likes all forms of potatoes he enjoys. And olives, all forms of olives he does not enjoy. So this is clearly the Chabir, and this is the Shivas Aminim. Maybe this is not the Shivas Aminim, which is the Shabchan American stuff. So that's a machleg that you know the Rabban. So now the Gemara is going to have a discussion, is that right? Is that what we're talking about? Potatoes versus olives or not? So that's going to be the whole discussion. Amarullah, the fifth line from the top and then Malachim et al. He says that what I said is wrong. It cannot be that it's talking potatoes is a part of Abdullah. And all of his birth in Haik, so what's the connection? So what's going to be a Machlaikis review in the Abdullah? Whether what? This is Abdullah and this is Haik? You got to say two different brokers. Rashi says to say true. The Mishnah says earlier that if the Yezid by mistake you say birth to Abdullah on a fruit, but yet, you know, the say, and he said, well, ate on a vegetable, not yesterday, but he said, but you're a dumb on a fruit, did he ever do, why you ate it? That's not did he ever, not the Hatzila. So what's your act? Someone's going to say over here, what? You should say, Barifi Hadama, on the olive. Of course you got to say two different brothers. What's your act? You have to say, wait, you have to say Hadama. And this one, Dama Ula, and this one, Dama Ula holds that doesn't make any sense. What you should be magdin
What's the difference, right? Sadama, it's all the same thing. What we had earlier in the Tarek and Daf Lamed Tes and Allah was the Tafet Sport. We had earlier was that if you have chicken, you have targios, you have chicken and you have fruit, so you have chicken and you have vegetables, and the fruit of the vegetables is part of the Adama. That's the problem of Peretz. And the chicken or the ice cream or whatever, and the soda is only Shakal. Shakal was just a universal bracha without any Jewish. Shakal even was, it's a bracha without Jewish. And that's the right part of the Adama, is a bracha of Peretz. And the Gemara said there, there's a state of Kedima, the bracha of Peretz. It should be recited first, because we have the Mishnah in Kol HaTodim. Mishnah in Zochim says, when you planning to do two mitzvahs, you want to do both mitzvahs now. Is there any state of Kedima how you have to arrange them? Let's say you want to say Kiddush Levona and you want to daven Ma'ariv. We were discussing, you want to say Kiddush Levona, daven Ma'ariv. Is there any state that Ma'ariv is daven every day? Kiddush Levona is only once a month. So it's the Tzadik Kedim. So first daven Ma'ariv, then say Kiddush Levona afterwards. Or you have Mekudosh, Neyna Mekudosh, Mekudosh, I want to do two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is a mitzvah of the right, and one mitzvah is a mitzvah of the Rabbanah. The mitzvah of the right is a bigger mitzvah than a mitzvah of the Rabbanah. So if you plan to do both, and it doesn't, you don't care whether it's first this, first that. To do first the mitzvah of the right, then do the mitzvah of the Rabbanah. The one that's Mechoshev. Or you're in the Beit HaMikdash, and you have two cup one in front of you to Shef. Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim. The Mishnah says, Shef to Kachim Kachim first, and Shef to Kachim Kalim. If they're both here, if they made appointments, and the one with the Kachin Kalim said he's going to come 7 o'clock in the morning and has to go to work. And the one with the Kachin Kalim, and the Kachin Bala Kordin is going to come at 9 o'clock. The Kachin Kalim is coming at 7 o'clock, of course he's doing whatever he's there. The only time you have a state of Kedima is when they're both there. And you have an opportunity to do two mitzvahs, and there's no reason why you should do either this or that first.
That was a thrilling.
Okay, so then we have rules and regulations. Which one has to come first? The place is close to the Gemara before. If you have two macholim, one is shahakal, one is ha'adoma, one is shahakal, one is ha'ed. So the two brachas are different. Ha'ed or ha'adoma is a bracha with peretz. That's considered a more elegant, a fancier, a more special bracha than a shahakal. Shahakal is just a general bracha. So the certainly you should say the ha'et or the ha'adama before the bracha smallest. That's the Gemara before. But in our Gemara, the pashtus is, Tosfos says, unless you get to the maskana, things are going to change. We'll see. But so far, let's first learn the first one, Dhamma. That's the first place. On men, on open mouth. If you have one is ha'adama, one is ha'et, so the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to assume the parish that they're both brachas mufarazes. And there's no big yichas to this one over that one. The same thing. The both brachas mufarazes. And you can't tell me that there's a state of kedima. Why should say this bracha first or that bracha first? They both have the same mitzvah chashuv. What are you going to tell me? That this fruit, this teri is an olive and this is a potato. Olive is a shiva tamim, potatoes is not. So therefore what? But the mitzvah that you're doing is not the eating of the fruit. The mitzvah that you're doing is the reciting of the bracha. So the reciting of the bracha, what this bracha is more important, not bracha. This teri, this olive is more chashuv than the potato. So therefore what? Therefore you should eat the olive before you eat the potato. Why? The eating is not the mitzvah. You're saying the bracha is the mitzvah. The bracha is unequal. The first bracha is for us. So that's why the first Madonna says, "Ah, Marule, Machlokes." The only time that Machlokes are viewed in the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon says the new shiva takes precedence, and the Chachamim say the Chavi takes precedence is only b'shev yuchay seim shavos. When you're eating an apple, which is not from the shiva tamim, now you're eating a date or an olive or a pomegranate or one of those things which is from the shiva tamim. So then Shaila is, you're going to say, Baruch Pri Ha'ed. And the first Pri, that is the first bit of food, the first morsel of food that you eat after reciting the bracha is the Chesh HaMitzvah, over which the bracha is fulfilled. So let's say I have an opportunity to bench Asher with an ugly looking Asher, but with a very beautiful Asher. So here the mitzvah requires, even to the extent of spending a little more money, here the mitzvah requires, I should do the mitzvah over the elegant Asher, over the fancy Asher. So here also, I'm going to do a mitzvah reciting a Birchas Hanehenim. I can recite the Birchas Hanehenim over the fancy, elegant teiri, or over the ugly teiri. So take a fancier teiri. The Yiddish Shaila is, but each one has a mila. The one, the olive is from the Shivat Aminim, but he doesn't like olives. He enjoys potatoes all the time, so the potatoes is covered, and the olive is Shivat Aminim. So which takes precedence? Do you say Shivat Aminim? The Kaveya, that's a nicer estuary. That's a normal, who do you think you have to show mitzvah? The first thing you're going to eat after saying the bracha is going to be the Chesed Shalmitzah, over which the bracha is going to be chal. So that's the Machlekes Satanon. Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanim Bishab, Bichay Seh and Shavay. Rabbi and Sabbath, Min Shavay, Rabbanim Sabbath, Min Chavay, Vodim.
They both agree that the chepter over which the broker resided is labeled as a chepter. So mitzvah, you should do a hidur mitzvah. So which is the hidur? Is it minshiva avis or is the We'll get to have details about this. What is it? Abu Bishain is having olives and he's having potatoes, French fried potatoes, he's gonna have to take two brachas. So what's gonna be the kedima? He's gonna eat the olives and he's gonna eat the potatoes. He needs two brachas. And each one is gonna have its own brachas. Each one's gonna be a chet b'shem of each bracha. So what should I have to say a seder kedima in brachas? They're both prophets Mesmerotis. The Ula says, Hiryakam Mavarach HaZeh, V'chazim Mavarach HaZeh. You can say whichever one you want first. You can say it doesn't make a difference. That's how Ula says. Take the Markashim Meisei. We have a bright day where it seems to say the Teresh Kacher. Oil upon a Ksnon, the Zayis. The Ksnon is a radish, which is a Barfi Adon. A Zayis is a Barfi Hoi. Zayis is out. It says in the Teresh, you only say Barfi Adon. Mavarach HaZeh, V'chazim Mavarach HaZeh. Then the Ferish, if you only say Barit Pinu Adama, if you're going to say only Barit Pinu Adama, you're not going to cover it with potatoes. You're not going to cover the radishes with a potato. You say Barit Pinu Adama, and you have cover. Which says the Ferish, even if one is right and one is Adama, you only say one bracha, you don't say two brachas. They say that Ula's shot is wrong. But his mother says, no, Hakam Askin, that bracha is talking about a different case. Shots don't eat, you're really only interested in eating radishes. But once you eat the radish, it has such a sharp flavor. It leaves an aftertaste, it leaves a dead taste in his mouth because it's sharp. He wants to have something that's sweet, but he's only eating the olives later. The olives also taste awful. But he's only eating the olives later on in order to take away the dead taste from the radish. That's called an ishim and a tofah. That's what his mom has later like that. Like the person is eating herring. Drop the shakam in the drawer, eat the herring. The herring is so sharp, his tongue is burning. So later on he takes a piece of bread, he's not really interested in eating. He takes a piece of bread in order just to neutralize that saucy flavor so the dinner that he doesn't have to say how much. And he's not saying how much, he doesn't have to wash and finish the bread, he doesn't have to finish. So, eat the whole thing, guys. But he's not really interested in eating bread. The only reason why he's eating the bread is mamish atoko. Just to take away the salty flavor from the just the mushroom that the Mishnah has. That sometimes bread is mamish a tough. Usually bread is evil. Sometimes bread is a tough. Yeah. Right, a lot of times they just have the herring on the crack and not to get your fingers greasy. You're not going to eat your fingers in the crack if you've got enough. You only say shahakal. You don't say drop it all on the cracker. You don't say to throw it out, so you don't say shahakal and eat the herring and throw out the crack because you don't. I'm going to throw it out. But you can crack it also. So really,
you don't have to. Well, the kid
is a good herring, and
then
the child, not the much of him, the child,
but he
needs to do much with him,
but
not the most. Yeah, if he's not really interested. A lot of times the people are interested in the flavor of the herring,
and
they also want to get filled up with the herring.
Hey, no, but
it's
not filled up.
No, that's not an honest. That's a real tougher. The Gemara gives that as an example. That's a real tougher. So there's no hamaytzi on that, because these went off once. There's no drop of hamaytzi. Then you don't have to bench, you don't have to, if you have bread, if you don't say much, you don't bench, you don't have to wash your clothes and have meat. Maybe? We're just talking about that. Maybe?
I don't know whether you
want to go to the house or not. I don't know. Maybe it's time on my time. But the Gemara doesn't bring up the issue on my time. Maybe it's not in the Gemara that you all knew the Mishnah. Maybe the Gemara that people
are eating the hen, so you like they're not eating the bread because you want it to last. You want to eat the hen for the bread.
Not different situation.
Not like
I don't know. Good business. So that's what the Gemara takes Akasha Mitzvah. We have a fish. It's a wild right there. It's a wild. The Brisa says that you take bread to Adama. The part of the fruit, wild brisa, but it contradicts Ula. The Gemara says, no, you can't contradict Ula. He's 100% right. You need two brokers over here. The Gemara is talking about Hakam Askinon, Shatnoti here. He's only interested in eating the radish, and he only ate the olive later on to take away the sharp flavor. The Gemara, Ihochi, it can't be Ihochi. If that's the Tirish Amilas and the brisa, it's different. How come it records that Rabbi Yudah disagrees? They must say so. The brisa records Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yudah disagree. With Baruch Allah Zayir. Instead of holding like the Tanakhama that you say the bracha burdeth you hadomo and the radish, the part of the zayis, you know, you say the burdeth you hate on the zayis,
but the part of the radish, the
part of the radish. So what does it mean? So hazayis means shiva. So what is he disagreeing about? Should I say, the chilei pleasure of you, or the son, What are you going to tell me? The price is talking about Ishu and Tuffle, about beauty, which is Ishu and Tuffle. So what does he say that in Ishu for? The Mari asks, because Ishu and Tuffle, how does it sound? He doesn't offer the Mishnah culture, Ishu and Tuffle, Ruch, at least, part of Tuffle, but he doesn't believe in the Mishnah, or he doesn't believe in the Dinah Mishnah when it's the Mahamish, when it's one of the Shivas Aminim. The Mishnah gave him example of Ishu and Tuffle, even there, sometimes it's Tuffle, by the herring, with the bread. Sometimes you can read it up. He's only interested in eating the radish, and he only eats the zayis later to take away the sharp flavor of the radish. The Rebbe is also asking like that. So what is the machlokes of the Rabbanan? Isn't it obvious that they're talking, that he's eating both the olive and the radish, and he's going to take two different brachas, a bargi adam and a bargi lay? And it's a machlok, you have been in Rabbanim, Shem, Bech, Hashem, Shabbat. Which brach are you saying first? So it's against Ula. Ula said, it can't be a machlok. If you're eating two different things, with two different brachas, I eat from Hadama, it does make a difference. But you say, this one first, that one first, there's no sense. There's no Kodesh and Tardis, there's no Kodesh and Kodesh, there's no reason to be married from one to the other. The only time it's a machlok is you're saying one brach and two, so which three is more kosher that I say that's the more mahudidik I have to show this. The first morsel of food that you eat after you turn the drach is labeled as the chapter mitzvah, so which is the more mahudidik? But you see from the bright and not so. Don't you see against the ruler? You want to quote later, the next mandama, that's the maskon. The next mandama says, machlekes is even anger the same time. It's so far it's more death king a ruler. That's the gmarshine. Yes. Yeah. Only one bracha, yeah. Only one bracha. That's the thing. More wants to know what in the world is going on over here. Only one bracha. How can it be? They both got them. How can it be? So that's what the Gemara says. Liyaylam, there's no nikarashkinu. The only way to say Mavarach alasana, Tata Reta Zayis is it's a nikar and a tofa. I have a chit. To read it. Or the Gomer Gaon, which says, whenever it says, the third master of the Hosni Kohen, when you read this, that the Tanoim wrote down the Torah of Al-Fair, they were prohibited to write down the Torah of Al-Fair. Torah of Al-Fair, Hiyat HaRashal Yom HaSkan. So the Gemara says in the beginning, in the second paragraph, it's Mura, that it's because they blasted Hashem, the third paragraph, they were afraid that the Torah of Al-Fair was going to be forgotten. So they had to write it down. So they only wrote down Rashi Kofi. Sometimes very much Rashi Kofi. So he says, that's what a lot of times he says, the third master of Al-Fatan, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a mistake in the Gersa, there's a line missing. There's no line missing. They wrote it to kids so that they rush across and they should remember. There's something missing in your understanding of the text. It's Yuba Me'elov that there's a line missing. They kind of didn't want to spell everything out. That's what they say, why does Omer Gaon wrote such deep comments on Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't write a sentence. Not only doesn't he write a paragraph, it doesn't write a sentence, it just says, Mamish Rosh Hashanah. He says, look over here, Mamish Kripsik. So we say, and the same thing of Nos Nadla. Nos Nadla was the Rebbe in Nos Nadla, and Kreshberg in Kansas, he went to Nos Nadla also, he wrote the Peoris on the side of the Chumash, on the side of the Gemara. Mamish Rosh Hashanah. He didn't, look over here. He never wrote the Chumash. So we say that he held that it's only a Heter. It's only a habit to write down because you're afraid that you're going to forget it. He wasn't afraid that he was going to forget. He said, the room is gone. I'm not gone. They thought that was sufficient for them to remember. I know when I was going to understand. There's something. But the only habit to write down is if you're afraid that you're going to forget, and he wasn't afraid that you're going to forget. That's a Shaila. The Ksav Sefer has a sugar about that. When the Chachamim were master, the Yisrael is writing down Torah Shabbat there, and the Gemara says, it's like Torah Shem, it's Torah Shecho, so the simple reading of the Gemara is much more like that there really is an Yisrael, and you only master it because of the Torah Gadol, and it's only Mutas, you do a Tata Lashma. Let's say a person write a paper because he wants to get a Shira. So a lot of people like that. They've been sung because they want to get a good Shira. Or they want to make money. but they think to say because they want to make a lot of money on it. They want to gain fame. They want to get a job. They want to get a stellar. They think to say to say, well, it's smart. It doesn't think to say to the same Shema says the same thing. You've already just because there's going to be forgotten. He's not afraid of that. He's good to motivation to print the paper is the same Shira, or the same Parnassah, the same Kovar, the same Kuba, or something like that. The either Yezra and the Yisra or not. At some point, you say that the Yezra and the Yisra. Because the Yisra is still here. You're not allowed to write down Parashat Bapel. You only have to write down 8 lots of Hashem. If there is a Sechat Yisra, you have to that's why the Dora there is a Shema. If you have to do, in their instances, you're not doing a Dora Shema. If you're not doing a Shema, you revert back to the Yisra. And others saying, you says no. Others say, third hand of truth, he says no. Once they were matzah, they were matzah, and there's no problem. You don't have to clear a line, but it is Lashma, not Lashma. So it's a shayla, whether, that's what the dog says, the shot light is only going, and I'm not, they wrote such cryptic comments, because they weren't concerned that they were going to forget. They knew that they were going to remember. That was enough for them. They should talk more than enough. If you work on the assumption that the Talmud will never master the Yisra of the Echlet, the Yisra is still the top quo. The only thing is that you're allowed to do it in the Torah if you do the Shema. And if there's no Torah, like that Yisra. I think all that the whole thing is not clear. Shema Nachla and Talmud Pasku, but it is written all of us here. So again, the Marcus on this right there. Achlet Gavin Abbanon is a different case. The Kseen Nech Rachakson. Hoy Lechon Kseen Bezayis. The Rosh Hashanah, the portion of Tzadayis, the Tanakam is saying, "Lemit Rabbanon, when is actually Tzadayis Iker? Only when it's an Iker and a Tzofel. An Iker and a Tzofel is even if you have the herring with the challah. It's also Iker and a Tzofel. The challah will be a Tzofel. Avrei Tzadayis Iker. But what happens if it's not a case of Iker and Tzofel? He wants to eat radishes, and he wants to have olives. It does make a difference. Which one you say first? According to Ulis, this is Ulis' interpretation of the drug. What if you have a different case? Yishnei Minim, the Alma. If you have a different case, where the two Ma'akolim should be the same Shavai, and one of them is Chavi, and one of them is Min Shiva, should be the same Shavai. So that's the Machlech of Satanoi. So the Chachamim say the Baruch of Eid Men Shiyah, to say the Baruch on the Chavi, say the Baruch on the one which you would like. I enjoy potatoes more than the Shiva Samim. Let's say olives is the bird you ate. Let's say there's two Vardomas. Let's say just oatmeal cereal. Oatmeal Carina with peanut. I don't enjoy Carina with peanut. So let's say you have Cheerios, then you have Cheerios is designed for the baby thing. We need to go from the zone. Okay, we have something which is Bargadama, just roasted kernels of grain. Francis Keith, he doesn't enjoy. But it wasn't after the Shivitamin. Okay. If you have one is from the Shivitamin, they brought Bargadama. One is from the Shivitamin and one is not. One is not from the Shivitamin, he enjoys much better. That's the hobby. And this one is Shivitamin. So that's the Machwaji Satanoi. So the Tanakam, the Chacham, say the Baruch HaLeiz Men Shiyah, you say the Baruch on the one that's Chavi, you enjoy potatoes better. So you say Baruch HaDam on the potatoes, that's the Hidah. Okay. It's not Baruch HaDam. Okay. 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 Rabbi Baruch HaL Azayish, Azayish Ben Min Shiva, that's the Machlech of Tatanon. That's the Machlech of Tatanon. The Rashi and Taisis commented over here, the Gemara said at what point? That if one is our Dhamma and one is our eight, it's not trying to say that you just say birth to your Dhamma. That doesn't make any sense at all. That's the most kasha. It sounds like the birth. It says like that. One achtarek it can't be. The Russians I say, why not? The Mishnah said before that if you said birth to your Dhamma on a tree, you have to be evident. But then the Russians I say, I told you to be evident, but not only going to recommend that lachila. The Pashat answer is simple. We both say that. It's sorry that that's not exactly what Rashi said. It's not exactly verbatim that Rashi says. That's what we say. Adam is only to be Ezra. You're not going to tell me I hate to do that in the Chassidim. That's what the famous Shagasari points out, that if you read, that's what we would have said. But he says Rashi doesn't sound like he said that. He has a sugar like this. Shagasari is the following Shagasari. The Shagasari, next to the hate to quote this. I'm pretty sure he quotes the Shagasari. But that person has on the table all kinds of food. That he's not washing, so he starts off with the grapefruit. Instead of saying the burpee, he writes on the grapefruit, and he has French fries, and he has steak, the cocoa was going to be mezani dead, kol amin and everything. They start off with the grapefruit, and then take the grapefruit after by mistake, don't think about that. So what's to do? The Mishnah says to the Yevra, he said, don't think about all fruit, he says to the Yevra, so the Shabbatai says, but Rashi says over here, not so. Rashi says, when Rashi quotes, le'el das mem on hour, in parentheses, in the Rashi, around 9-10 lines from the top of the Yom. If you only have the grapefruit, and you said Barki Hadama on the grapefruit, so what do you want? What's the alternative? Say another drop of Barki rice and the first drop of the Barki Hadama. Rather than make use of Barki Hadama, so sign to the others for the exit. But here I have a grave. I said Barki Hadama on the grapefruit, I stuck my spoon in, and I'll plan to eat everything on the table. Eat the potatoes now. And then say a birthday right later.
Can we do that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's your...
Sorry, I don't know.
You have that in mind. Let's say a person says birthday hadama and one vegetable, and then they have a lot of vegetables on the table. But once you say hadama, the hadama is on shahako. Shackle on the steak, and then there's tea, and then the other things that are shackled, there's ices at the end.
Yeah.
They say shackle, it goes on everything. So that's the shackle. It says, by mistake, but if you're dumb, on the grapefruit. He really should have said, hey, when he says, well, dumb, so I would have said to me, yeah, but I think you got to have dumb, because it's good. And how dumb, it covers the potatoes, and covers the vegetable salad, and it's going to cover whatever else is going to be all dumb. So the Shagatari claims that according to Rashi, he doesn't say like that. I mean, really. When he say that if you say Hadam on a fruit in the earth, the Chadin of the Torah, will be a Chalab Barfi Hadam, so rather than declare the Hadam as a Brachal Vatolah, there will be Nekel, let it go, leave it the way it is. Abel Zon desire to do a Chalab Zon. That's the Shaila, where the Rashi really meant to say what the Shaila said. Rashi's talking about it in a different case. So what would Rashi say? So the Shaila Zai wants to make such a deal in Rashi. The Shaila is whether that's so. Some Achleikim hold like that deal. That the only time Birach al Ha'eit, Birach al Pri Ha'eit, birth through Adama Yotze is only if the alternative will be that will be Mechabim with a Brach of Atola. But if that's not the alternative, we'll say, let the Adama be Chalam, eh? And thereby, he writes on this later, that some Achleikim say that that was Rashi Shi. Because of the fact that Rashi goes out of his way. Instead of saying, how do you do the Abad al Ha'eit, Allah Ha'eit, it's Mechabim and Mechabim, meaning,
It's just like the mouth of the head to pick up a food and falls down and eat it and then take another food.
But in Shukunat, it was a machleik in the Chabad Ramot got to have a piece. There's a hakel and then the whole cup falls out and you had another two cups of tea.
Right.
I want to do it. We pass like the Ramot. Even if the first cup fills out the Yantin, he doesn't have to share another bottle on the second cup. So since you had anything, everything, so everything was included. You're also. He says, whenever he says the Ha'eit, he means to include all the Ha'eit that he's going to have to meal, whatever the Balabash is going to give. Says Adama, whatever is going to come in. He drops the Adama on the fruit, and then he realizes this is the Ha'eit. So let it go on something else. So he really had in mind whatever else belongs to that Baraka.
Yeah.
That's how the Shaka Zayi says.
He can almost say Bazema is Bazem, when he gives you an example, he can say,
oh, that's the Shaila. Is this called to the Ebed or not? So the Shaila wants to say, if only to the Ebed, if you're currently
taking it,
yeah, but over here, but it's not going to be a Rahman Shaila. Yeah, that's the left arm. Yeah, that's the Rahman
Shaila. Is there a special day for that?
Sure, if I'm in the same kind of problem, you have an advice in front of you, you take another item.
No,
you take by mistake, you say, for a dollar, an advice? No, same as anything else. It's just like this, like that person is eating an orange, and he says, "Start two days." And then he has other fruits there. And then he decides to have an apple, then he decides to have a pear, and then he decides to have some sugar tamini. But then the folks who say that in sugar tamini is more partial than non-sugar tamini, yeah, maybe she did, but only the Hanjima, but not the others. But since he says, Gortiva A, on the non-sugar tamini, if he decides to eat one of the sugar tamini, he has to say another Gortiva A later. But the Broca on is, the stomach does not cover the oxygen. I just say, she did, and then it does cover. But if he didn't have explicitly in mind, he just had in mind, this is great, and whatever else comes my way, there's going to be great, and we'll also be included. And then it comes to come his way, why did you have a so then the thoughts will say, well, no, he has to say another one. But that's not a truth. Maybe it's a shiloh. I think we do talk about that. I'm pretty sure we do talk about that. Well, just mention, we have a whole Gemara ahead. It's a whole important truth here. I'm not going to make this much in Europe here. Traditionally, the Rabbanim would come to get smitten by big elk and Rabbanim, so the story goes that they used to give him different makolim, and they would be mekabedim to see which one is going to say the bracha on first, and to explain why. To give the whole filter of this complicated edge, and a lot of things you have to go through. But maybe you will just introduce a little bit. Gemara has a member later, back 15 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, the same Rav Yitzchok. He quotes the passage in the Quran. Kol ha-muktam ha-pasiv zan muktam le-bracha, shenema. Eretz Yisrael serve the Geffen and take the Reem and Eretz Yisrael shemen at the Basha. He says whatever appears in that passage first is muktam le-bracha. So he says number one drops the Shiduf Aminim takes precedent of the non-Shiduf Aminim. Then he says that even within the Shiduf Aminim, whatever is closest to the word Aretz is more cautious. Then he more has an Amar Day. What if the Gemara tells the story? Two of the Amoraim, Rav Yehuda, who is it? Is the Rav Hanuna, that's 8 lines from the Torah. Is the Rav Hanuna was sitting in Yashu, which was also they were sitting in Eden. I can become my Tamri very money, they brought Gemara very money. Shaka Rav Hanuna brought out Tamri very, she said the Torah on this Gemara. I'm going to ask his business, he asked him, hi, what about the member of Rav Yehuda, the member of Yitzchok? I'm looking across the deck, said him the Torah. But the moment the lid, there is a shaman as vaz. Vaz doesn't mean honey from bees.
No,
vaz doesn't mean honey from dates. The dates is the last thing mentioned. So why do you take the dates first? You should have said the bracha on the remaining. Amalei, that's shani lahar, that's hamishu lahar. He says, Eric, chit of the third, the gap in the pain of the rimon is the fifth. Rimon is the fifth. Eric, they shaman as vaz. So vaz tomorrow is the second, gets to the second one. So the second is more common than the fifth. And then Tyson has the calculation. If you have Chito, the first day, and then you have Eretz Grace, you have the Chito and the Zayas. The Chito takes precedence to the Zayas, so that's number one to number one Eretz, and that's number one to number two Eretz. But not the number one to number two Eretz takes precedence, number two to number one Eretz. Number two to number one Eretz takes precedence, number two to number two Eretz. And that's how there's four we know. First 1-1, then 1-2, then 2-1, then 2-2, then goes 3-4-5. That's the order. That's okay. So the Tesis has a shayla here on Amalek. This member of Rav Yehuda, he came to Rav Yitzchak, he called a Muslim of Pasuk, he said Muslim to Baka. Allah has not go. This is Muslim of Allah day. But that's the Machlek of Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the one in the Mishnah who makes the statement about the Shiva Tamim. The Rav don't hold to me. Oh no, the Rav don't only argue when you have a conflict between Shiva Tamim and they don't love it, so then they hold, this is not Chomer than you. But when there's no conflict, they're also not, so that Shiva Tamim is Shiva Tarova. So that places has two gifts. There is a gift with a dalet or without a dalet. This Gemara says, the Omer Rav Yehuda retain Rav Yitzchok, and she say, Omer Rav Yehuda retain Rav Yitzchok. This member on them hours on an hour. How is it introduced? Was it a Hemshah from what came before? Or Mishkan Hemshah? This is Mishkan Hemshah, so it's a member on Medes Bifrei Atma, and everybody's not. The Ben Rabbi Yudah Ben Rabbana, Machlech Sadir Rabbana is, what if they have a conflict between Chavi, Berk, and Shulis Aminim, so which takes precedence? But the other Jews they have is, that it's not so, that it's there. There on the Rabbi, because the same Rabbi Yudah, it's that was. But this man is only Rav Yudah Shita, the Rabbanah don't hold from the cloud. The Rabbanah are not garish anything, not Shita to all about Shita Tamir. Shita's been a day after Bikurim. He only made it Bikurim. And the Shita Tamir, Shem Shalom hold the whole thing, Shita Tamir, Shita Tamir, Shita Tamir, Shita Tamir, Shita Tamir. There's one opinion like that. But if the Negev to Prochet, it doesn't play a role at all, Shita Tamir, it was all Malav al-Amur. These are the two gears. It's interesting. Pesach is going to be Pesach to Shaila. Pesach has these two gears. Tamim al tamimot. Imamak omer avgimio. Doesn't say Di omer avgimio. Doesn't say omer avgimio. The Pesach says it's going to be Pesach from the Gemara. The way you hear it, let's find one in Pesach. The way you hear it, the Tzomach Hamash Medegar is Di omer avgimio. Why? Because the Gemara says Rachiz is destroyed. It's Rachiz that Rav Amnuna was feeding. That is, I said the Kamai Tamarim, but the Shafar Amnuna Baruch HaTamei Bereisha. So Rachiz is here. But here they are, the Hod Amr Abiyah, the Tamei Abiyah, the Kamai Lubin, the Prophet, the Kamai Lubin, the Zohar. The Tamei said, you see from the Gemara, you see from the Gemara, the Feirish, that the whole memory is a Machlech HaSatanon. The whole memory is only a Lidl of Yudah. These are Rabbanon, they don't, the Rabbanon are not going to Chlau. Because then if Hashim is Hashim, it's not the Brother. That Chavi takes precedence when it's in conflict, that when there's no conflict, that you hold the machine gun in? They don't hold at all. Where did they see that? Where did they read in between the lines? Where did it say that? Amr al-Akhizid, yes, the two Chachamim. Why did you say the Baruch on this morning? That's number 7. You should have said the Baruch on every money, which is number 5. We gave to all Ezra. That this is 2-1, and that's 5 to number 1. This is 2-2, and this is 5-1, and that's all Ezra. Okay. But where do you see in the Gemara what they have to do with Rabbi Yudin and Rabban? Really, my God, how do I want to learn from
you? You should have said Omlun, but that's how to quote it. I mean, you should have said Omlun instead of De Omlun. What do you mean?
I don't think so. I think basic means like this. When Rav Chizek asks the question, Omar Leila says, Rav Chizek asks Rahuna, you're doing wrong. So he doesn't say, Omar Rav Yisro, he came Rav Yisro. How do you do that, Omar? He asks him, don't you, Vosfira Leimah Lahod Omar Rav Yisro, do you disagree? Sounds like certainly understand. You see that there's a machlokes, whether you agree or you disagree. Are you in disagreement with that memory? The Taisa says, you see that there's a machlokes. Everybody holds in that, Beinu Rabbeinu, Beinu Rabbeinu. Instead of saying, do you disagree? He should have said, you are wrong. You're wrong. I would have thought that there are heresy. You disagree with the particular certain things, he's going to say, he said no.
Right.
And Taisa told no, that whatever, you have to check the shots whether this is Ezra. I think that's what that means. Because he's saying a Lashon Nikiyah. It's not that he's saying a Lashon Nikiyah. No, he holds it that it's a Machlokes. Are you taking a sin and you don't hold like a man? He says, no, hold like a man don't. The Pesach understands that it's not moved to the Machlokes, that the Rabbanon holds, that it all depends on Chavis. They're not going to call the Shuvim to Shuvim. That's the Machlokes. Okay, we need that next week. Just started. Next week, we will have to continue.
Shechiyona
is eating
something specific new, but if it's not specific, then that's
open to make the Shechiyona. I thought you do say Shechiyona.
That's
what you do. It's obvious that it's a red
Jew. Well,
you start
now.
In part of Tumas the Tzadna Torah speaks about Asiyas HaMishkan, Asiyas HaKelim, Asiyas Biklikuna, all of the mitzvahs of Asiyas. Then you have at the end of the Tzadna, the other din that really belongs and is in Parshas Pinchas, the mitzvah of the Tzadna. This is the common Tzadna, which goes from Shishi and Parshas Tzadna. You have to talk about the Mizbeach, the Plus the Nishana Shnayim Vayam Tavim, the Kevet Echad Tavim Rabbeik, the Kevet Hashem Echad Tavim Rabbeim, and so on. So the Gemara in Menachim tells on this. Why does the Pesach have a whole parasha over here? It's already... It's the Lord of the Pesach, and that's where it is. It doesn't belong over here. And also about how Bokka Tamanari, and this week's later, what? As about the Lechem HaKonim. Also, Lechem HaKonim is also appears later. Why is everything written twice over here and over there? So the Gemara understands it's not written twice. What's written over there in Simchos and Hemor and all the other, that the Nisra of Hamakas Hamana and Nisra of Lechem HaKonim and the Nisra of HaKrovah Sinim. This is all for Asiyas HaKenim, for Asiyas HaMishkan. The Asiyas HaMishkan, what must it be to just make a Mishkan make the Kenim? You got to be Mechanach the Kenim, that they should have the Kedushas from there. That it should be worried to be Makar Karbon, to be more than the Yitzchino, you have to be Mechanach. How do you Mechanach this? So the Gemara says, "If a kevus harecha tas v'abrekei, if a kevus hasheni tas ben harban." The pasuk on the test is written like that to indicate, "Ein mechanchen es amizbeach hachitzon erla b'tomish shol shachar." You cannot be mechanchen the tomish shol ben harban. If let's say one day the Beit Hamikdash is standing already for 400 years, for 1,000 years, and then one morning, since everybody was sleeping late and they didn't whatever, they couldn't find the kohen and they couldn't find the sheikhet. Couldn't find a kohen and they didn't bring a tomish shol shachar. So it's not a makim zeze. You can have a shalyad without a shalosh, you can have a shalosh without a shalyad, a makim zeze. But the tomish shol shachar is not makim on the tomish shol ben harban. See, bring a tomish shol ben harban, even though there was no tomish shol shachar. But the first time in the history of the world, that the first time in the history of this mizbeach, you make a mizbeach hakseiret. And you won't get mechanechet. Abi yakim mechanechet. How do you mechanechet? By doing the first avodah. So that's what you're going to do, the first avodah, you just made the mizbeach hakseiret in the afternoon. You didn't bring the chteris in the morning. Chteris is one of those mitzvahs that you do twice a day, every day. So the Gemara has the same drush on the pasuk by the mizbeach chteris. You cannot begin to be mechana. The mizbeach chteris with the chteris in Aban, you have to start from the beginning. You have to start with the chteris or shachar. So the same over here, the Gemara in Menachos understands that you cannot begin with the tamash or bein Aban. You have to begin with the tamash or shachar. And if you didn't, then you have to wait till tomorrow morning. That's the kasha that the Birkei Yosef, the Chizor HaTakasha in Hilchos Tira to Omer, he quotes the whole historical aspect that there were Balei HaTeshuvos. He discussed on different occasions. There was a group of Balei HaTeshuvos that had a desire to make a Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. They didn't know that it wasn't the Yad Yisrael, it wasn't Shaya. That's Chalemis. They thought they'd go to Yerushalayim and they'd go to Mizbeach and they'd bring a Korban Pesach. So he asked, what do you mean, make a mizbeach and build a korban pesach? You make a mizbeach, it doesn't have a position as mizbeach until you mechanech it. What are you going to be mechanech it with a korban pesach? No, he mechanech it with a mizbeach, achich, and all of the tamish shachar. You can't be in the tamish shachar unless you buy machzah shekel money. You gotta buy machzah shekel money. Korban pesach, you can bring it from your own money, that's not a problem. You can't bring a tamish shachar unless you collected money. They never discussed collecting your money. So what's the whole mezuzah? What are they talking about? So he has a suggestion from Shlomo Television, and he says that maybe it's not market for the earth. Maybe the whole institution of Chanukah is there, and Chanukah is the Chinuch HaMenorah, and the Chinuch is not market for the earth. That's not what it sounds like in the Gemara. Of course, it's not in the Gemara. They're all the meaning that if you're in the middle of the office, they're all equal men. If you did it wrong, then you're not yet. So that's what we suggested, the possibility that the din is all of the korbanos have to be offered in between the Talmud Shoshach and the Talmud Shoshach, they're not blind with one exception. The Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is mana of a chachiva after the Tamashu Ben Abai. So what does it mean? So what it means is that all other korbanos that you offer, oila, in chatos, in shlamim, in minta, everything, belongs to a seder of hakrovus korbanos. And the seder always begins with the Tamashu Shachar. So the deal is, when the mechanach ha-mizbeach, ha-chitim, mechanach ha-mizbeach, ha-chitim, mechanach ha-minari, you gotta start from the beginning. You have to start from Aleph. You can't start from Beis. You can't start from Fay. You have to start all the time from Aleph. So the Seder always is, you begin from the beginning. Beginning is the Talmud Shal Shachar. You're not gonna bring any korbanos before the Talmud Shal Shachar. So one exception to the rule is the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is brought to Hatzimah after the Talmud Shal Ben Abai. So that's Zemahabit Seder B'tnei Akhman. The Korban Pesach has its own Seder. So that's go take the beginning, from the beginning. So if you built the Mizbeach, any of the other 354 days of the Hebrew calendar, then the din applies, then mechanachon, and the din hachik to never the promise of Shachat. But maybe the din is sure, if you want to be mechanachon on Erev Pesach late in the afternoon, maybe you can't be mechanachon with the promise of Ben Abad, but you can be mechanachon with the Korban Pesach. So that's the beginning of the Torah. So don't say that. Anyone bringing the Korban Pesach, the first one bringing the Korban Pesach, that's the beginning of the Seder. The Korban Pesach doesn't belong to any other place. That's a possibility. We have here a young Thomas Kochman from Eretz Yisrael, who's come, I think, the last 2 years, to collect his kollel in Yerushalayim. He has a kollel where they have many young Benetera learning, who had a positive outlook on the Benet Yisrael, many of them served in the army, and they become Rabbanim and Dayanim and Rabbi Sotera and Eretz Yisrael, and it would help them in the test. So maybe he'll say a few words about Rabbi Sotera.